I was requested by Eva to sing this song, and it fits so perfectly with Bill's topic that in his workshop this afternoon. And that's the song, It's in Every One of Us. It's in every one of us to be wise. Find your heart open up both your eyes. We can all know everything without ever knowing why. It's in every one of us, you and I. It's in every one of us to be free. Find yourself, open your eyes and see. We can all have everything without ever knowing how. It's in every one of us here and now.
We thank you, Father, that it is in all of us, each and every one of us. Your love, your peace, your power, your glory as us. And so we gather together in one mind, one heart, one spirit, knowing that all is well and well indeed. For we are here to bring peace on earth, starting with ourselves. Actually, we are peace. We are joy. We are that we seemingly are looking for. We are already whole, perfect, and complete. And so as we bring Bill into this prayer, we give thanks for the workshop that he gave today and all the presenters before now. We know that they too have come by divine appointment. And so we bless their family, friends, and loved ones. And we know that whatever they've been looking for, they now know they're looking with. So we go forth now as we hear the beloved soul that has said yes, that he or she wants to walk among us in this way. Father, we say thank you to our beloved Judith Coates, beloved Yahshua, and whomever will be presenting their love to us in peace, in love, and in joy. And for this truth, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And so it is. Amen.
Well, this is
Eva,
I, Judith, and I want to take this opportunity to thank Bill for such a
Eva?
Wonderful sharing.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Josie. This is Judith. It is not some strange one yet. Excuse me. Yes. Oh, I know you're not strange. It's okay. Anyway, to go on, I wanted to thank Bill for such a good sharing and bringing forth things that we knew, but we didn't know. We didn't know we knew. And to put it into order, understanding. And it was good clarification. Thank you. And it was even enjoyable. You've probably noticed that Bill is a very good public speaker. He's had years of being up in front of people on Sunday mornings and other times as well. And it's one of those natural talents, it seems to be, in the way that he presents it. It comes across very easily and very naturally. And thank you, Bill. We might even have you again sometime. I think, what, in another week or so, you'll be presenting on Sunday morning. So today we will see who wants to share with us today. We've had Mother Mary, and of course we've had Joshua, and so we might have Joseph or not. I never know. I ask. I sometimes pester, but I don't get an answer. It's always wait and see. So, okay, I will wait and see what they have to share with us. So that's the important thing. So I invite you now just to take that deep breath and to feel yourself at peace. And in that space of peace, we will invite the one who wants to share with us to be present in this way. Beloved and holy and only child of our Heavenly Father, child of the one source, it is I, Joseph, who will speak with you in this day. For truly, as it has been said, I do not get the opportunity too often to walk amongst you. Yes, I will walk amongst you and to share the love that is in our hearts. In ancient times, I will share with you that in ancient times, we were together. It is not by accident that you are here in this timing. It is not by accident that you have invited me to come and speak with you. For indeed, beloved ones, you have walked with me, shared with me in what are called ancient times. Ancient and holy times. Holy meaning all together as one, when we realized, made real in our remembrance, the oneness that we are. And in truth, we have always walked as one, as the one Christ, sometimes with a focus upon the human life, as was the playing with the cards that you are dealt. Okay, sometimes you look at those cards and you say, oh no, not this lifetime. Oh no, I'm not playing that hand. And then you say, but I will know completion with that hand, and put it down and walk forth to know completion. For truly you have all agreed that you will come forth as messengers of the One and to speak from different vantage points to the brothers, sisters who believe themselves still to be separate and to be far distant from the Father, Mother, God, love, all that is. And so it has been your task, and you have said yes, that you would do it, to walk again amongst the brothers and sisters and to share love in whatever form it is needed. You see ones who are needing the food to eat. You know how to prepare a vast array of dishes that will appeal. You see ones who are hurting. They want to share their story and have an answer to why. Why is this happening? You see ones who are of the intellectual mind and they say, but I have to have reason. I want to know reason. And you have others that have to be enfolded in the hug and loved because they are looking for not only receiving the love, which is very good, but being able to give it. It is truly more enabling to give it than to receive it. Now, I know it feels good to receive the hugs and the love that goes with it, but in truth, what they are really wanting is to know the oneness of the God Self. And when you will smile at them, they feel sort of welcome. And when you go up to them and you give them the hug or the invitation to hug, now there is a caveat there. I have seen my beloved friend and teacher, the one you know as Judith, go up in the early days to one to give the hug. And as she reached for them, they stood back and she fell down. So yes, you will approach with love in your heart, love in your arms, watching where your friend is either standing or stepping back. It is a bit of an athletic juggling act, as you call it, but you all have sense. You know how to read the pages and to see what is happening. And when they see the smile on your face, there is, because if they're not really used to the hugs and the giving of love, there is the first inclination to step back. But when they see the smile on your face, there is an inclination to receive love and to move, take one step forward after they have stepped back, perhaps. So you kind of time things just perfectly. I know. I felt this in my lifetime. Beloved ones, you are asking to know, who am I? And more to the point, why? Why am I here one more time? I know to walk through the earthly life and to teach by example. I know to walk through the earthly life and to be able to share of other lifetime knowledge. And ones will come up to you and they want to know, who am I? And you say, well, your name is John Smith or whatever it is. And they say, I know that part, but I want to know, who am I? And more to the point, why? The two basic questions. And you share from your experience with them, the same as I did in my lifetime. Ones came to me for the carpentry that was done. They needed perhaps a table in their abode, and they wanted to have something that would be fitting for them. Some were big, burly, farmers type, and they wanted something that was sturdy and perhaps a bigger size. And so I looked to see who was making the request, and I made according to what I saw they would need. You have done that. You have been there. You have done that. In truth, all of you have, because you have had to affirm the truth of physicality as well as the truth of what is being asked for. Because, as you will know, and as I knew, sometimes the asking of a certain piece of carpentry, the chair, the table, whatever, that was something that they could see, touch, feel, use. But there was an underlying question, because they saw that I was happy. They saw that I enjoyed the working with wood. They saw that I would put my hand on the wood and ask of it what it wanted to be made into, fashioned into. And there would come a certain adaptation from the knowing. And I would work accordingly with the vibration of the wood to bring forth not only the form that was being asked for, but also the vibration. And ones could feel in their dwelling place the love that had gone into making the various pieces of furniture. And there was a small one who grew into manhood and who had a different message that he had to give and to teach, but who enjoyed working with the wood and the vibration of the wood as a small one. It was not by accident that our family was such. You have read in your holy scriptures as to the mother of Yeshua and how we came together, how I met her the first, very first time at the temple door. at the door to the temple when she was going in to worship and to sing. For in truth, she had a most melodious voice. And oftentimes, when the masculine energy would allow it, and there was a bit of, in that day, and there still is in this time, feeling that the religious sacred ones who would be speaking the sacred tones had to be of the male physique. But the one you have known as Mary, who was indeed my wife and my beloved, down through many instances of the ages, for that was not the only lifetime. As is true for you, as you will meet ones and you will feel a certain kinship and you know, I know this one from somewhere. And it is from, as you would call it, other examples of other lifetimes where you have met this one and you have walked with this one and you have talked with this one and you know the innermost being of this one who is exhibiting the physical form, yes, but is also of the heart as one. And so there was the feeling with the mother of Yeshua, where I knew, and she recognized as well, the oneness where we had been together, studied together, and lived together another lifetime or several. There was a knowing, as you have felt, because you feel a certain oneness with ones that you will meet. And perhaps, yes, you have been mates together, or perhaps you have been the best of friends of the same sex, so that you would not have to do the marriage rites, I suppose. Or in some societies, you would do the marriage rites and be married, as the world would understand it. In truth, everyone you meet is your mate. Everyone you meet is of the heart. Everyone you meet comes not by accident, but by what you would call the greater knowing. And these ones, oftentimes when you meet them somewhere, I have heard you say even, I think I know you. Where did I meet you at such and such a meeting? Did I meet you somewhere? And maybe the answer is no. But there is a knowing that I know the essence of you. Yes. Very, very true. Because in truth, capital T, you have lived many, many lifetimes. And chances are, in the many, many lifetimes, you have probably walked with these ones who are now embodied in perhaps a form that you recognize or a form that you don't recognize. But there is the heart vibration, the essence of love that you feel. So you go as best friends and you say, what do you know? What have you found out in this lifetime that is of value? And maybe you don't use those words, but it is asking for, let us talk one to one. Let us be in that space of one. And there were many in my lifetime that I met. They came for various reasons. Perhaps they wanted the table, the chairs made. Perhaps they had a certain design or style or size, because what might be for the dainty woman might not be exactly the size for the masculine farm worker man who wanted something a little bit taller, a little more sturdy, whatever. And so they would come with their requests and I would make for them what would fit their needs. And in the doing, it was not so much the importance, and you have found this in your lifetime, it was not so much the doing of what seemed to be the task at hand, as it was the oneness of heart, the oneness of understanding, yes, these are the questions that I work with, and these are the answers that I've found. What have you found to be true? And you speak with ones and you share. And it is the outpouring of sharing, of love, of questioning and of finding various answers. That is the importance, not so much the words, not so much even the surroundings that have brought maybe the question to the forefront, but the deeper meaning of who am I, why am I, and where am I supposed to go and be. Your friends in this day and time, all of the ones in this display of walking on the 2 feet and speaking with the various tones, are asking to know, who am I? And more to the point, why am I? Why am I here? Many of your ones are lost. They feel lost, or whether they will admit it or not, they are searching. And you can feel this. You have met them. You know the innermost questioning that they are doing, because you have been there. And sometimes you are still there asking the questions and finding, oh, I hadn't thought of that answer. I hadn't thought of that. And the aha goes on and allows you to play with deeper meaning of love in all of its forms. Because in truth, that is all that is being asked any lifetime. What is love? Am I loved? Am I love itself on the 2 feet? Or sometimes with your beloved pets on the 4 feet? They are wanting to know love as well. So you go forth being open and receptive to the questions, the underlying questions of who am I and why am I and how do I find home once again? For each and every one that you meet, this was true in my day as they came to the carpentry shop and asked me to build them a piece of furniture, they were asking, why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? Have you ever asked that? Of course you have. You go to your various written works and you read, hoping to find an answer as to what is life? Why is life? Why am I here? Why do I feel certain desire of wanting to be one with another one? Why do I feel so happy when I find someone who understands me? I have seen you. You are as a light bulb that gets turned on when you find someone who, you say, speaks my language. Yes. And someone who is as one with you, and the eyes know it, and the heart opens. Each and every one of the brothers and sisters in this day and time you have known before. Take that as a given. Everyone that you will meet in a certain lifetime, you have met and walked with, talked with, questioned in other lifetimes as well. There is nothing, you have a saying in this day and time, there is nothing new under the sun that you have not experienced before. And so you meet one and you look at them and the eyes say much. And the heart opens. And sometimes you get to use the tones of the voice and ask, where have I met you before? Have you lived in such and such a place? Have you traveled to somewhere? Did I meet you on the roads somewhere in another country even? And you go through the checklist of all the questions of, I know you from somewhere. You have heard this and you have said it yourselves. Where do I know you? Well, in truth, it may be another lifetime, but there is a certain feeling of oneness, a feeling that says to you, I know this one. The name doesn't seem to fit, and I've heard many of you say, I've heard my beloved friend, the one you know as Judith, say, but you seem so familiar, but your name doesn't fit you. And perhaps it is in this lifetime that you are meeting again for the first time, but you are making new, as you understand it, new history together. And that is well and good, because you are rich in the experiences of love. the experiences of friendship based on love. So allow the heart to open, allow the smile to come on the face, and if you are wanting to, open the arms and take them in, heart to heart, in what is called the hug. I think it's an interesting word, is it not? Hug, hug, hug. Okay. And it feels good because it is exampling to you that which you want to remember, the oneness. So you do the hug. You do the shaking of hands, perhaps, and you say, well, that's good. And then as you get to know this one a little bit more, you shake the hand and then you pull them towards you so that there is the hug, or not. But it is the oneness that you are searching for, the oneness in love, which you truly are. This day and age, as you call it, this modern day and age, is a challenge, if you look at it that way. It is also an opportunity to see the bigger picture. But on the face of it, at first, your telecommunications, is that what it's called, where you know what is going on in another country far, far away, and you see brother against brother, sister against sister, and you are wondering, why can we not be as one? Why can we not love? Why can we not lay down the armaments and have a conversation one-on-one about the heart issues? Not the physical heart, but the heart that loves, that wants to love and wants to show love. This was true in the day and age when you knew me, when you came into the carpentry shop and you had a reason for coming in to have a piece of furniture perhaps built for you. You had a new relationship and you were setting up a new abode with them and you needed to furnish it with some comfort. And you would come and ask for a various piece or several pieces to put into the house that you, dwelling place that you had. And we would get to talking about what would feel right. Because this was something, although I worked with that which was solid, the wood, it also had a vibratory feeling, the same as you. And when you walked into my shop, and you requested perhaps a table or a chair or a stool of some sort to sit upon as you were doing the work that you had to do, we would speak of vibration. Now, I know you maybe don't do this consciously now. You go into your big, what is called the department store that has the various departments of furniture, whatever, and perhaps you try out what feels right. Why do you do that? It is for vibration. It is to see what feels fitting, what feels right, not only according to size and perhaps if it has some of the padding to make it more comfortable, but it also is the vibration of what has gone into it. And I have seen some of you say, oh, that is so pretty. That looks really comfortable. And you sit on it and like, no, it doesn't feel quite right. Because in the making of it, the person who was making it or the big machine now did not have love to put into it. And it can be felt. I have seen ones of you come into a room such as this and to choose a certain place to sit, and you do, and it doesn't feel quite right. And you say, well, I want a different view. It's not so much the view that you want, but it is the vibration that you feel of perhaps someone who has been there before you and has not been happy. And the vibrations are still left, for those of you who are sensitive, and most of you are. So you try it out and you say, no, I think I want to sit a little further back. No, I want to sit up front. No, I think I'll go out in the hallway. Depending on what you're feeling, of course. All of the physical life is vibration, as you know. And there are some vibrations that you feel more together with, happy, at ease, and some vibration that you can feel, perhaps someone was very sad or very angry, and you can feel the energy that has been left there. And then you wonder, well, why didn't I feel at ease? Well, but what I did with the furniture, as you call it, the pieces that went into a household, I would bless each piece as I worked with the wood. And I would ask of the wood, what is your story? What did you see as the tree, as you were growing, perhaps? What did you see? What did you feel? And there would be pictures that I would receive. Pictures that would be either of peace and growing, sunshine, whatever, or not so much peace from the ones who were abiding in that area. Maybe there was not peace and love and harmony. And the piece of the wood that I was fashioning would have to be cleansed. And you have done this. You know what I'm speaking of, where you have done various ritual and you have done blessing of the various pieces within your abode. And you would say, well, that new piece that just came in, I don't know where it's been, but it needs love. And you can go and put your hand on it, and you can feel love. Give love. Erase whatever has been there that might not feel like good vibration. Oh, I didn't know I could do that. Well, yes, you can. This is one of the things that I did with the various pieces of wood, and also I worked with stone. There is not too much written about that. But I would first do a blessing of the vibration, for I knew that it was going to be in the home, and it would be, well, that which I made for them was going to be in the home, probably, and it was going to give off vibration. Therefore, I did a blessing with each piece that came in to be worked on. If it was a large piece of stone, you would call it perhaps granite, I'm not sure, different pieces. And or if it was of the lumber from the tree. And I would ask of the tree, what have you seen as you were growing? How was it with the cutting down of the tree? Were you blessed in the harvesting? And many times the wood would say to me, no, I was not blessed. I was chopped and taken without any permission. So I would do a ritual of the blessing, as you have done with you in your abode as well, where you have blessed that which had been provided, has been, for you to work with, sit upon, be comfortable, etc. If not, when you go back to your abode this evening or end of time when you are back in your place, speak to the, it's called furniture, okay. Speak to the various pieces that you appreciate what they are doing, allowing you, especially that which you have as is called favorites. You have a favorite chair, perhaps. Speak to the sleeping place where you sleep. And if you have had problems in the sleeping, allow yourself to speak to the piece of furniture, the bed, the mattress, whatever you call these pieces nowadays, and to bless them. And say, I appreciate your comfort that you are giving me. And if it is not comfortable, speak with it as to how can I make this more comfortable? And then be quiet. Be as one. This is what I did when I was fashioning the various pieces of woodworking. I would do first what you term as meditation, becoming one with the piece that I was going to be working with. I didn't just rush in and start hacking away. No. I did that in the beginning. And my furniture people would come and they would try it out and they would say, no, not quite, no. And I've recognized that every living thing is vibration. Every living thing, even if it looks to be a dead tree, and nothing is ever dead because the vibration is still there, has vibration and carries that with them, it, whatever. So what you will want to do is to become as one and bless. So this evening, when you put the body on the bed, bless it, or on the mattress or the blankets on the floor. Bless everything that you are working with, enjoying. Be in joy with it. That is the secret to a happy life. Not that it is going to come to you from outer, but because it is going to open up your joy. And you do that by recognizing, blessing, everywhere you sit, everywhere you allow the body to rest. And you have experienced, I know, that if you have something that is not comfortable, and you try to have a good night's sleep on something not comfortable, you toss and you turn, trying to find something that's going to be the right vibratory rate. You don't perhaps understand the vibratory rate, but that's what it is. And you allow yourself, hopefully, to bless and to become as one, one. This was something that I told to the ones who came into my shop, my carpentry place, as you now call it. I spoke a blessing, which was something that I had learned in the temple. And there was a knowing of oneness in the temple that we would recite. And it is still there to this day, a certain affirmation of oneness and a blessing. The words of it will sound perhaps a bit strange to the ear, the what you call modern ear, perhaps. But there's certain vibration that is as one. And this was very important in the woodworking that I did. But it is also important in the friendships that you make with not only the pieces of furniture, but the friends who come into your abode, to be as one with them. So that we had, and in this day and time you still can have and do have, a certain word of welcome, where if they come into your house, you speak the word of welcome, that word perhaps, or a suitable word that knows that they are walking into energy, because all, as you understand, your science tells you this now, even in this day and time, all is energy. All form is energy. Slowed down perhaps a bit so that you can sit on it. Allow yourself to be in tune with a vibration. Know in a blessing that that which supports the weight of the body is a blessing. If it did not hold your weight, surprise, and you do not need that to happen. So you realize, you make real in your awareness that which you are doing and being as one. That is the secret, which is not a secret, to a happy life. Oneness. Becoming one. with everything that you see. A most loving peace. May I?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Definitely, yes. That would keep the sun from being in the eyes, yes. Oh, and put it down a bit, yes. Goes, oh, that's even better for the sunshade, yes. Is this what you do? Oh, yes, I see. Oh, good invention. We had more in my day and time, the skull cap that fit right onto the head. But I like the form of this.
The brim.
Yes, very good for keeping extraneous out of the eyes. Ah, very good. There we go. Ah, I see you. Now I don't see you. Very good. What will man think of? Or maybe it was a woman. Who knows? Was this a man, do you think?
I don't know, but I like that hat. And they're hard to find, that particular style.
Huh.
It's wool, so it's warm. And
ah, from sheep?
Yes.
Ah. Yes. Yeah. So an animal on the 4 feet gave the wool to make this fashion, probably by heat, some heat in it, yes. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
That was a pleasure. Well, you learn something new every day. Everything new under the sun. Yes. Most wonderful, the blessing of joy. The blessing of putting on something that seems to be of a new age, new time. And yet, it fits, it works. Huh. Most wondrous. I love coming in this day and time to find the new forms of things. Now, in truth, you have heard the saying, there is nothing new under the sun. Everything has been and will be, and you have been there, done that. Well, I had not felt this form before. I will have to recommend that perhaps my friend and teacher purchase one for me. I do love the versatility of it. Great versatility. Most wondrous inventions. We didn't have this style back in, well, the time when you shared with me.
It has a little pocket inside in the brim where I keep magic leaves from a tree.
Yes, you do. Yes. Huh.
For the vibration.
Good idea. I could feel something. I didn't know what it was. Huh. And so you could have a little sacred place in between to keep whatever you wanted to.
Sage.
Yes.
Beer.
Right.
Whatever.
Any kind of the aroma. Aha. Most wondrous. What will man, woman think of next? Oh, some have fell out.
It's dropping leaves.
It is. Oh, we'll have to find these pieces.
That's okay.
Yes, piece. Another piece. There we go. Most wondrous. Thank you for sharing. One just never knows. Wonder. Life is a wonder. When you adopt that attitude and you go through life, seeing everything in wonder and wondering, who thought of such a thing, such a form, a design? I knew about the skull cap type thing, yes, but this with the, what you call the brim?
The brim, yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah. The edge around the edge, mm-hmm. Whatever, is a new form. Well, to me, not to you. It serves such a purpose. Look at everything that you work with as the miracle that it is. Look to see who would have thought of a design such as this to keep the sun out of the eyes and the rain, perhaps. They would take some of the rain and put it in a different direction so that it would not be down the face. Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. Beloved ones, everything that you work with, look to the design of it and see how someone, and yourself, because there is no separation, thought of this design and how it would be useful and how to put it into form which serves you. Allow yourself to look upon life as a design that you are fashioning day by day, minute by minute, person by person, friend by friend. You are making a most wondrous design, and it is your life design. There will come a time when you realize, you make real in your awareness, that the life you have fashioned is rich. It is rich on each day, each moment, in truth. But there will come a time when you will know that this lifetime with a certain body that you are working with is going to be finished. You're going to lay it down and then come back with a new form. You're going to trade it in, perhaps. Okay. Thank it for what it has allowed you to do, to walk, to sing, to speak, to see, to hear, and to know that you are the one who has designed it. You are the one who works with it, even as you will say, well, it is getting older and I don't hear as well as I used to, or see what, any of the senses. Not quite the same as it used to be, but there is still life. And give thanks for the life that it is. Allow yourself to be all that you can be. So be it. Oh, I can feel tingling. He was just so happy.
And thank you, Judith.
You're welcome. But he was just so happy to realize, you know, to have the feeling of moving into this day and time.
We haven't had much of a chance to do that lately, at least not with you.
Right.
So, yeah, welcome back, Joseph.
Okay, he's asking for more time. Okay, we'll see how that works out. And I think he must have had much fun with this. Whoops, I just did it.
It's full of treasures, you know.
We're all the same here. Okay. Bye.
That's a little sage from Utah.
Good. And blessed. Very much blessed. There we are. It's all back in the hat.
Yeah.
So when you put it...
Oh, what was this? So. Hat, no shoes.
So you'll have to get one of those hats and whenever Jill.
Yes.
You can wear it.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Yeah, he liked that. Something different.
That's probably the vibration of the hat. Too.
Well, yes, probably your vibration in it.
Good vibrations.
Yes. It felt good.
Well, it's a Beach Boys song.
That's a Beach Boy song?
Yeah, good vibrations. It'll give me excitations. You'll have to Google that one.
We'll have to have you sing it.
They do a better job, I'm telling you.
Very good. Well, thank you all. That was fun. We'll do it again.
Good.
Yeah, Joseph is saying, yes, we'll do it again. Oh, my goodness.